One final inning in St. Louis. Heads down, we stare at our ticket stubs, walk in circles, anxious to find our seats in Busch Stadium. Above the beer man hawking Budweiser, amid the scent of salty baked pretzels and Homer dogs, I imagine Tom Hanks repeating, "There's no crying in baseball." Too late. My tears erupt with a glimpse of the green. The outfield manicured in its familiar crisscross checkerboard pattern, a backdrop for the grass-embossed gateway arch. One might think I was there to watch my son play in the World Series, or I myself, a 10-year-old child who just caught a fly ball off McGuire. Instead, I walk alongside my dad to share a hot dog and a moment, to revisit one of my favorite childhood memories. My hope is for more days, more years, even though I know it to be, well, unlikely. For the first time, my dad splurges on the good seats, cushy and comfortable, just a few rows up between home plate and first base, the ones you pay extra for, the ones that tonight are priceless. Four batters into the first inning, Holiday hits a home run. We watch the pyrotechnic celebration. I look at my dad. He's smiling. And in that moment, squeezing his hand, I know. Any pain plaguing his cancer-riddled bones has vanished. With the embers I watch float down like flashing pinwheels in a purple sky. And it is my heart exploding with fireworks.